when I am out and about in my daily life and somebody finds out that I'm a minister, it can lead to some interesting conversations. Once in a while, someone will declare to me that they are spiritual but not religious. And I often respond to that by saying, can you tell me about what that means to you in your life? One friend told me, I like to take long bike rides, read poetry. I love to sit on the beach watching the waves. But I just don't believe in religion. Some folks share with me about finding wisdom in canon of self-help literature. Some reflect on living out shared values in retirement communities or new parent groups. People's journeys can take them to yoga, gardening, or knitting. And I honestly am very happy when I learn about folks who are connecting with the holy on their own, or finding meaning and reading The New Yorker from cover to cover, or watching sunsets. I love to do those things myself, and I am glad when I find out that that's working for people to achieve what they're trying to achieve in their lives. However, this beloved community is composed of people who in our own lives decided that those things are not enough on their own. For us, those things are not enough. The Latin root for religion, religio, means to bind together or to bind back. Healthy religion pulls us together or back into community, providing a place, first of all, for the exploration of some of the most important questions of our existence. In this community, we're burning with many important questions like, what do we know about how life began? How is life sustained? What are the spiritual foundations of the birth and death of each individual person or sentient being? Religion is important, and it's too big a task for any of us to do on our own. Reverend Max Dascombe served this congregation from 1929 to 1964, and reflecting upon the value of healthy religion, he wrote, "All history is filled with the heroic story of great souls who fought through a maze of theological underbrush and intellectual fog to emerge on the mountaintop of a high and sustaining faith." For 150 years, folks here have laid touchstones for us to follow to the mountaintop. In times of war and peace, crisis and stability, our foremothers and fathers here have found sources of forgiveness in the midst of blinding anger. They have found reconciliation in the midst of overwhelming destruction. Hope in the midst of despair and love in the midst of hate. For folks here today in our community experiencing the pain of a marriage with infidelity, for folks feeling intense fear around a health crisis, there are faith touchstones here to help us. Tom Ott and I have had the privilege of hosting some conversations with folks about how people see the community in their own lives, what's the state of the church, and we've heard some things with remarkable consistency time and time again. Many folks talk about feeling welcomed the first time or the second or the third or the fifth time they were here, recognized, looked in the face, and said, welcome, this is a place for you to be as you. And when they don't come for a while, people feel missed. Not shamed and where were you on Sunday morning? We all come to church. No, when they came back, said, "Oh, I missed you. I'm glad you're here," and that meant something to many people. USG folks have talked with us about how, on our own, we too often become disconnected from innate sources of solace and happiness. And as an essential priority for all of us, come together on Sunday morning for worship, creating and recognizing beauty with the spoken word and the gorgeous music that we listen to is so important to so many folks. Here we embrace Mozart and Marsalis, E.E. Cummings and Maya Angelou, Buddhist sutras, and the Book of Mark. Every Sunday morning we sing Spirit of Life, and I know that many times when folks are singing that prayer, tears can well up. If that's happened to you, you're not alone. It's happened to me many times. And for many of us, those tears can be a bridge from sorrow to joy and back home again, allowing us to reestablish our wholeness. We do that together. Religion is too big a task to do on our own. In her novel, Gilead, Marilyn Robinson portrays an elderly Iowa minister writing a letter to his son, relating things he had never taken the time to say. The father writes, "Now that I'm about to leave this world, I realize there is nothing more astonishing than a human face. It has something to do with incarnation. You feel your obligation to a child when you hold that child. Any human face puts a claim on you because you can't help but understand the singularity of it, the courage of it, the loneliness of that person. Here, we embrace those sacred moments of looking each other and our children in the face. Together, we commit to making the best environment possible, empowering our children's development as compassionate, joyful, helping people. And we do the same for all ages. USG, every face has a claim on us for spiritual development, caring for each other when people are down. Right now, Kay Weiser needs help. She's going to get it. Guaranteed. We do these things because religion is too big a task. We can't do it on our own. Dr. Sousa's story, Oh, the Places You'll Go, makes me think of life today at USG. Congratulations. Today is our day. We're off to great places. We're off on our way. I look around and I see so many wonderful things happening. Last night we had our special Seder meal, Pesach, with the Haggadah and the special foods and children and adults together. We do it every year. Very special. The youth were up with McKinley and Marietta in New York, meeting for people around the world. A lot is happening. So I encourage you to dig deep and make a boldly generous financial pledge to USG for next year to support these things. Your money matters to us. And as I look around, and I hope you are too, and seeing all the wonderful programs happening here, I also think to myself, what if we could build on the positive and go to the next level? What if we decided to significantly increase our commitments to this community and our faith tradition? What if we put so much financial support to USG that we could take the lead in our statewide UU Justice Network to help pass Bill 300 this year, get it what has to happen, and legalize discrimination against gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people in Pennsylvania? There are 40 UU churches we could make. Everybody knows it's time to pass this bill. It's an embarrassment that it's not passed. What if we came so committed that we all found ways, real, concrete, tangible ways to reduce carbon emissions among ourselves? We all know the planet is in great peril. What if we reduced and found some programmatic way to give tools and inspiration to all of us to really cut down and then became a model for the neighborhood and keep spreading out that good way of living better? What if we could turn the ship on the prison industrial complex in our state and in our nation? It's truly insane how many people are in jail in America and in Pennsylvania, the highest prison rate in the world, the most people in prison in the world, one of the richest countries in the world. What if we found a way to have fewer children suffer separation from their incarcerated parents? What if we provided effective job training in our great kitchen, teach people how to be chefs in the restaurant industry? We can do it. What if we finally declare that subpar accessibility in our building is unacceptable? What if we installed an elevator providing full accessibility to all areas of our building, allowing us to much better live in alignment with our spiritual values? We can do it. Maybe not with this budget, but I can talk to you more about how we can do an elevator. We can do it. What if we learned to more effectively practice compassion in our lives with ourselves and each other? If we increased our support to USG, what is your what if? This religion allows for quiet, reflective times in nature and with Scripture. This does allow for learning and rejuvenation and healing with sunsets and bird watching. And this religion calls us out into the world as partners with our neighbors to bind the broken, and to help develop peace and joy. In order to do all this, we are called upon to be generous. What if?